Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Gahir Chisithi. Naglin government will be setting up a solemn mission team at the directorate level and a solemn mission cell at the secretariat level to oversee the implementation of the PM Surya Ghar Muft Bijli Yojana, which is designed to facilitate the installation of rooftop solar panels in residential households across Nagaland. This was initiated during the first meeting of the Nagaland Solar Mission held under the chairmanship of the Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam yesterday in Kohima. The meeting was attended by Finance Commissioner, Secretary Power, Engineer-in-Chief, Power and other officials from the Power Department. The scheme approved by the Union Cabinet on 29th February 2024 aims to provide free electricity up to 300 units per month for 1 crore households by installing rooftop solar systems. Under the scheme, eligible households will receive substantial subsidies for installing rooftop solar systems, RTS. We have a report.
The central government has announced subsidies ranging from 60% to 54% for 1 kilowatt to 3 kilowatt system respectively. To further support the national green energy transition, the Nagaland state government will provide additional subsidies, reducing the cost burden for residents. State subsidies will range from 36% to 31% for RTS system between 1 kilowatt to 3 kilowatt. For the financial year 2025 to 2026, the state government has allocated 10 crore rupees to assist with the implementation. As a result, the total subsidy for rooftop solar installation will reach up to 96% for systems up to 2 kilowatt and 85% for systems up to 3 kilowatt, making solar energy more accessible and affordable for the people of Nagaland. Asunyo, Akashvani News, Kohima.
A 5-day state curriculum framework for school education, SCFSC, integration workshop got underway in Kohima, where its participation from stakeholders including the State Council of Educational Research and Training, Directorate of School Education, District Institute of Education and Training, and partners from Azim Premji University. During the inaugural event yesterday, Additional Director SCRT Nagaland T. Lima Longkuma highlighted that the development of curriculum frameworks at both the national and state levels is a key step in implementing the National Education Policy NEP 2020. Mr. Longkuma emphasized that the workshop's goal is to integrate various sections developed by task groups into a unified, coherent document, the final state curriculum framework for school education. He also stressed the importance of ensuring alignment in language, structure and vision while addressing the unique educational needs of Nagaland.
The challenge before us is to ensure that all sections align seamlessly, maintaining consistency in language, structure and vision while addressing the specific needs of our state's education system. Over the next 5 days, we will work collectively engaging in rigorous discussions, defining our content and ensuring that the final state curriculum framework for school education is a well-structured and comprehensive document.
Naga People's Front NPF Central Team held a consultative meeting with its Kohima division yesterday at the NPF Central Office. The meeting, attended by senior party leaders and members, focused on strengthening the party's foundation and confirming its regional identity. In his keynote address, NPF Secretary General and MLA Achumbemo Kikon emphasized the party's core values, adding that while the NPF is in alliance with other political parties in the state government, its fundamental principles remain unchanged. He also urged party workers to actively contribute to the party's growth. NPF President Apong Pongner, in his address, highlighted the need for a fresh enrollment drive and called on members to ignite a wave of political revival within the party. While acknowledging that the party currently has only 2 MLAs, he remained optimistic, stating that many leaders desire to return to the NPF fold. Mr. Pongner added that the doors of NPF are always open, adding that the party belongs to the Nagas and together they must work for its growth. Nagaland Public Service Commission, NPSC, has declared the result of the Common Educational Services Examination 2024. NPSC informed that Viva Voce will commence from 14th April 2025 onwards. D. Details can be accessed from the Commission's website at www.npsc.nagaland.gov.in and also from the notice board of the Commission. With that, we come to the end of Morning News. Stay tuned as we will be back with the Evening English News at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.